I'll have to put one mic on, one ear on, because we're doing it YouTube style and podcast style.
I'm gonna start.
Yeah, recorded.
It's going.
We live, baby. Okay, so, it's a both tube video. It's a pod YouTube video. It's a YouTube pod video. Well, when we do the podcast anyways, it's on YouTube as well, so it's like a both. But I get to keep one of these off because, like, I got to be able to make sure my audio is still good here on YouTube. But Where do I start? Well, I'm going to start right here. What is going on, everybody? I love you guys. So for everyone who's listening to the podcast, CultureCast, right now, this is like the first time you heard me in like a month. As you can see, I'm solo. And it's something we'll talk about. We'll get in. Solo scene. It's like it's a more intimate, you know? You might get some POV action. But I want to talk about something that's really important today. And just, not just today, but all in life, like all the time. And it's about expectations, and like dreams, things you want to do, things you think you want to do. So I'm going to take it back real quick before I get into this. So I'm going to take it back to when I was a young lad, and I was like, man, you know what I really love doing? I love building Legos. And I remember being a kid and being like, damn, I wonder if I could just build Legos for a living. It'd be amazing. Life would be amazing if I could just do this. And as a kid, I remember that was one of my first thoughts of like what I'm going to do when I grow up. Like, cause I built Legos a lot when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is so much fun. And then obviously, damn, how many years later? Like 100? I'm 29 now. So it's horrible math, but it's like maybe 20 something years later. I'm like a fitness guy, and like, motivational speaker. I'm like on YouTube filming videos, or I'm filming like food challenges or like exercise videos, teach you how to get bigger arms, whatever it is. I'm doing all these other things for a living, for my career, for my life. And like, it trips me out because I look back and I'm like, man, if I did everything that I thought, like I expected myself to do, I would not be here right now. Like literally the thing that got me into the internet in general and learning about like, applications and all these things coming out when I was younger, when I was like 16, 17, you're hearing about like social media and e-commerce going to change the world. Beyond the Lego thing, the thing that got me into the internet was video games. I was like the biggest nerd in the whole world. The biggest nerd, like, I'm talking about, I played hours and hours and hours of World of Warcraft. Like, I was the best, like Shadow Priest, Night Elf, level 60, vanilla, Grand Marshal on my server, like number one. I think if I went to other servers, I would have beat everybody. But I spent like so many hours. I'm talking about like a million hours, like retarded amount of hours where it's like the minute I wasn't doing something else, I was doing that. And I remember thinking, damn, just like when I was a kid, I remember thinking, damn, can I just do this? How do I do this forever? So my point is like, you guys see where I'm at now and you understand it like, oh, that's not what he's doing for a living. And obviously that's not what I'm doing for a living. Yes, I use Twitch. Yes, I stream videos every once in a while. I have fun playing video games every day still for at least 30 to like an hour, sometimes like 4 hours, but we won't talk about that. But if I did everything that I thought I was going to do or I thought it was going to work out, then like I would have been, before I even got to the video game thing and then learn about social media and learn about the internet, and I'll tell you about that in a second, I would have been a professional Lego builder. But that's not even a thing, right? So what I'm trying to get the point across to you guys today is like, as you grow and as you progress in your life, you'll realize that shit is not always going to work out as you expect it. As you like, this is what it's supposed to be. But shit does work out. It just, you have to give it enough faith that as you go along, whatever you're doing, whatever your journey is, that like, not just faith, but understanding.
And time.
And the time. I mean, time is everything. But understanding that like, if it doesn't work out the way you expect it or anticipate it, like, it's okay. You kind of got to keep going. But keep figuring out those things that you love. So when I'm looking back on like video games, when I first started, like I spent so many hours, right? So at the same time I was spending all these hours doing this, I was like, okay, like how could I do this for a living? And back then when I was 16, 17, there was no like, esports was not a thing. There was no Ninja. There was no Twitch. There was no like, there wasn't even fucking Instagram. There wasn't, Twitter like was kind of popping. Facebook like had barely just started. Like, and this wasn't a social media era at the time. Now it's like the world is social media. And I remember researching about Instagram and like this shit was coming out and it was going to be amazing. And I was like, oh man, like I remember trying for like years, even before that came out, to like figure out how do I make money on the internet, because I want to be able to sit at home and play video games all day. And little did I know years later that like video games are going to be one of the biggest things on the internet, period. One of the biggest like watch things, stream things, whatever it is. And it's funny because like everyone sees me as this like, you're just a fitness guy, you workout guy, all this stuff. And I think it's important on that note to tell you guys another thing that has to do with your anticipation or your expectation of like what's going to happen in your life or what you want to happen in your life is like, it's never like almost 99.9% of the time never going to work out exactly as you think it's going to work out. Like I'll pretty much damn near say 100%. Like I'm not saying things are not going to work out for you, but I am saying that the way you envision it is never going to be exactly what happens. I fucking guarantee it. I don't care who you are. It's never going to be like, this is exactly what I saw. Like you ask any successful person, they'll be like, you know, did you know you're going to be successful? Or like, did you know that you were going to have this? Or what did it feel like? And it's like, I can say honestly that I remember always feeling like there was more for me in my life and there was more that I wanted. But I was never like, oh, this is, I'm gonna get on Instagram and then I'm gonna get popular. I'm gonna post some ab selfies. I'll post some client transformations and then like I'll create online coaching and then like I'll post viral videos and it'll go viral and everything will be amazing. The first one will be I'll jump out of the pool and then I'll do some stuff with girls and then I'll do these crazy lift videos and it'll be. It did not go that way. It was like, it's more what had happened was it was like I spent my time focusing on the shit that was making me happy. And as things came into my life or out of my life that was like negative or even positive that came in and out, I realized I had to be better with like my expectations of people around me. You know, whether it be a friend or a distant person, and you have to change your expectations. And sometimes you have to just straight up like understand that you need to just do things yourself. Like, for example, my expectation, like I did the podcast, right? And I did it with my buddies, all still my buddies. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this podcast and we're going to do this. It's going to be great. And then along the way, things change because people's situations change. And it's like, it's not always, you got to understand, it's not always in your control what other people's situations are or motivations are. And that's the thing along your journey, along your path. There is no way in your life that you're going to be able to do everything you want to do with your life 100% by yourself. Okay, and I think that's important to know. So with that being said, yes, no one else is in charge of your destiny or in control of what you're able to do, what's possible for you. You're absolutely in control of that. You will have people in and out of your life that like, you will feel like, oh man, without that person or, you know, because of that person, this happened or this changed for me. And that's, yeah, it may happen. It may feel like that sometimes, but you got to understand that like, again, your expectations, no matter what, you're still in control of what's really happening and how you want to react to what is happening to you. And understand that like the things that are very, very important to you, like whether it be like you want to start a podcast or you want to be some fitness guy, you want to be a pro gamer or you want to be, I don't know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm just trying to get you guys to realize that things don't always happen as you expect them to happen. They're almost nearly never going to. But if you have enough care, enough fucking like, this is what I'm going to do no matter what, then you can go and do that shit. And it's not going to be exactly how you anticipate it to be. It's going to be harder. And I think it's hard nowadays because like people get so fucking like wrapped up in social media itself. Like the thing that a lot of people are trying to use as like a platform to benefit themselves, their family, whatever, like create a business is like, it's also the same thing that can constrict people's like thought process because they're so wrapped up in seeing what everyone else has, everyone else's perfect life, and the celebrity has this, and so-and-so's a billionaire selling makeup or whatever, right? Like, you see all this stuff, and you're like, fuck, well, what do I have? I don't have enough. And I think it's common that, like, people get so wrapped up in what other people have and the expectation that they're like, well, that person's 20, I'm 20, they have this, I don't have this. What's wrong with me? Something's wrong with me. Then they start trying to figure out something's wrong with me instead of focusing on, like, okay, well, how could I carve my own path to find something like that or to get closer to that, the thing that I want? They kind of stop themselves. They shut themselves short where it's like, well, everyone else has this. I don't have this. You know, my circumstances, you know, are lesser than that person's circumstances. So, like, I'm fucked. Or, like, you know, so-and-so did me wrong. So, like, now I'm here and it's their fault, not mine. And, like, and they choose to be like, well, I expected that to work or I anticipated that to be different. So, like, because it's not what I expected, then, like, I'm just fucked. But it's like, no, you have to be able to be like, oh, pivot. Like, know that, like, the little kid me, if everything was supposed to work out, like I thought it was supposed to work out, I'm supposed to be a goddamn fucking Lego master. Like, I'm supposed to be hired by Lego building Legos for a living. But, like, that shit does not exist, right? That's what I'm trying to get you to realize. I know it's, like, a weird way to look at it, but if I expected everything to work the way that I thought it was going to work at any given time, because this is something that happens in life, is, like, you're constantly changing, you're constantly evolving, you're constantly becoming a new person, like, every single day. The choices you make, the people you hang around, the people you allow into your circle, the people you create or you make a part of what you do. And sometimes it just doesn't work out the way you wanted it to work out, the way they wanted it to work out. And it's just a matter of, like, okay, is that, this is what it is? Okay, where do I go forward now to continue to do what really matters to me, right? And I just wanted to make this video to talk to you guys, to tell you that I love you, to tell you that, like, no matter what you're doing in your life, it's possible. You may feel right now like, well, fuck, it's not possible because I had a buddy who was supposed to help me do this and they didn't do that. And then now I'm here and it's their fault. And you're stuck in that, like, or I had a girl and, like, she broke my heart. So, like, I can't go on, or I don't want to do these things that I should be doing. And, like, that shit's just not real. Like, I don't know why I always get fucking emotional, but you guys need to understand that, like, no one else in this fucking world is going to determine your success. No one is going to determine your happiness. It's damn near impossible. You have to allow somebody else to be like, this is what's happening to you. Like, you are allowing that. I don't give a fuck how you feel, and I'm sorry if you're heartbroken about something that's going on in your life, or you're let down, or you feel bad. But, like, at some point you have to say, fuck that shit, this is what I'm doing. All right? You can't allow, oh, so-and-so hurt my feelings, and or so-and-so is the reason why I'm happy. Like, that's a thing that you need to deal with as a person. It has nothing to do with that person making your happiness or being your happiness. That has to do with you have an idea of the expectation of what's going to happen with you and that person, and then you tie everything in your life to that working a certain way. And the reality is, like, you will never, ever have the control over another human being, ever, period, point blank. I don't give a fuck who you are. It does not matter. You will never have control over another human being. You only have control over how you react to the situations, to things, to people, to stuff in your life that's affecting you, and how are you going to come on top afterwards, which you never, normally, you never just, you're there. It takes time to work to that. So just understand that, like, you have everything it takes. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. If you guys are on YouTube right here, right now, on my YouTube, because I wanted to do a video for my main YouTube channel for CultureCast as well. So show them the room real quick. So we film a podcast. I film a podcast in here. I'm going to be basically posting once a week. So what I had to do, I learned how to use all this stuff, because I'm like YouTube wizard. Apparently I'm YouTube and all this stuff, and I have some buddies come and help me out, make sure the plugs were put in correctly, because, like, they were not when it was left. But that's a whole nother story. I figured all this out, but my point is, like, I had an expectation about what that was going to be like or how this was going to be, and it wasn't. But, like, I'm not going to stop. You damn well I'm not going to fucking stop, because to get to this point where I'm at today, I didn't stop. And you guys need to know that no matter what circumstance is going on in your life, don't stop. No matter what. No matter what happens. Like, if you really want to figure it out, you will spend the fucking time to figure it out. I love you guys. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. It's CultureCast. You can just go on iTunes, type in CultureCast. It'll pop up. It'll be in the link in the description below on the YouTube. If you guys are on a podcast, on the podcast YouTube, there's also, just so you guys know, who are on, like, my YouTube channel, because I'm, like, doing two things right here, right now. I'm looking at the CultureCast YouTube, which I'm going to upload the videos. I'm looking at the YouTube, which Kevin helps me edit and upload the videos. If you're on the YouTube, the one that I do, like, workout videos and cool stuff like that, click the link below, subscribe to the podcast YouTube, where there's going to be, like, video version of this. I have guests. I have stuff there already, but I'm going to have a lot more, like, you know, maybe guests like Logic, maybe guests like Dan Bazarian, maybe guests like all your favorite other people in, I don't know, Arnold? Yeah, maybe guests like, you know, little controversial, maybe Donald Trump. I think he called. No, for sure not. Maybe if I tweet. Maybe if I. No, he's still. He's got more unimportant shit to do. But, like, really important shit to do that I think he should be doing. Anyways, that's a whole nother conversation. Point is, like, I'm going to have a lot of cool guests. It's going to be in a little bit more, like, intimate fashion. And, yeah, I love you guys. Subscribe. I'm out. Subscribe. Leave a good review on iTunes. We out, baby.